This is our small contribution to rural development. And as said, Honorable Mellor, let me start by acknowledging upfront that compared to the needs out there, what we're doing is really a drop in the ocean, but we are learning as we go. Initially, when we started with this program, we were looking at it as providing rainwater harvesting mechanisms that will enable communities to store water. We're looking at various technologies. For instance, where they would collect water, build dams underground, so that they can use water for food gardens and vegetables they can sell, something that will really generate economic activity. Then we learned that was really quite expensive and our coverage was minimal. Then came drought and the various challenges in municipalities where communities don't have water at all. That's when we started now looking at the JoJo tank, which we call a rainwater tank. So as you can see, we're really, really not sure, because the idea is that we need to respond to the needs on the ground. Currently, we see this intervention as a way of, it's twofold. If we look at the initial technologies, we'll be dealing with food security and providing, you're not dealing with poverty alleviation. But if you look at the interventions that are linked with our drought interventions, then we're also looking at access. I need to emphasize that this intervention is not in isolation from other government programs. Chair, as departments, I think we are struggling to really understand our contribution to rural development. In some cases, we've been saying in the department, are we really responsible for resource poor farmers, or is the responsibility of the Department of Agriculture? However, we do acknowledge that without water, the land reform program cannot be a success. Rural development itself cannot be a success. So we are acknowledging here that we need a much more comprehensive support to these programs that I have referred to. We do have various mechanisms in the provinces. We have coordinating committees that we call the CISOs. And I need to highlight the challenges here. Even in cases, as a person, where we have, for instance, made water available through a refurbishment of schemes, and there is water. We've invested millions at the department to refurbish these schemes. Water is available, but the Department of Agriculture is not ready to come in and utilize the water. And I think this is the challenge that the Department of Land Affairs is also experiencing, cases where land has been redistributed, but there are no mechanisms to make sure that land is used productively. So here we have a problem, especially at a provincial level, where the structures are not aligned to our own programs as a department. This is why we need to strengthen the CISO, what we call the CISO here, the Coordinating Committee on Agricultural Water within the provinces.
Thank you. Thank you.